Welcome to the Sales Not Selling Podcast, where veteran sales professional Stacy Garrett will cover topics that will help you be more successful at sales without selling. Learn tips and tricks for success, as well as ways to be your best authentic self.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on my podcast, Sales Not Selling. My name is Stacy Garrett. I sell promotional products and have successfully done so for over 20 years. My goal with this podcast is to inspire other sales professionals to be even more successful and happy in sales. In today's podcast, episode number 47, I want to build on the last podcast, which was admittedly a few months ago, where I talked about the importance of putting in the work. It's important to put in the effort to help your customers and support your company and your team. But I want to talk about the importance of balance. Some of you that know me pretty well will think it's kind of crazy for me to be talking about balance because I work a lot. And it sometimes doesn't feel like much of a balance. But in the big scheme of things, I think it's very balanced. I also want to talk about how important it is to also understand the implications with your clients of not having a balance in when and how much you work. I'm listening to an audiobook called Essentialism by Greg McKeown for the second time, actually, and he has a story about how he left his wife in the hospital after having their newborn son to go to a work meeting. He knew in his heart he shouldn't go, but he felt pressure to go, so he did. He thought, oh my gosh, the customer will appreciate that he put so much emphasis on the importance of that client. Well, it didn't end up that way. They basically couldn't believe he was the kind of person that would leave his newborn and wife in the hospital for work. Seems crazy when you hear the story, but I bet you've also felt that pressure to put work over family or friends or even yourself many times, even if it wasn't quite as extreme as leaving them in the hospital. This is all about balance. You will inevitably have to miss some things if you work. It's just the way it is. But you need to figure out what is worth missing and what isn't. In most sales roles, it's about the numbers. So maybe you need to prioritize missing the ones that have the smallest impact on your sales bottom line. Or you choose to not go after that one that is the least likely to actually generate a sale. Maybe you choose not to go to every t-ball practice and just hit the games, or you decide not to coach your child's soccer and are able to be the parent that simply cheers on their child from the sideline. Maybe you can do it all, but just remember to find balance by prioritizing the things that truly matter. And if excelling in sales matters to you, you may have to put priority on that in order to support your family and your lifestyle. Now, in all fairness, I don't have children, so I don't have that daily pull on my time. But I do have dogs, and they need me to walk them. And while I can pretty much work as many hours as I am willing to, I make sure to take breaks during the day to walk my dogs. Well, most of the time, that is. It helps me feel good. It's what my dogs need from me as their human. I also need and take a lot of vacations because, let's face it, I really enjoy them. I sometimes choose to work on them, but not always. And I usually set the expectation with my customers that I may not be available. And I get them someone on my team that will help them when I'm gone. If they need something urgent while I'm away, I set my team up so that they can help with anything they need while I am gone. And my team knows I am more than willing to work if they really need my help. The challenge for some sales professionals is that they have to compete with people like me who don't have family obligations. So if you have those kinds of priorities, it's up to you to really focus on doing the most important things and not making your clients feel like you are never available or they are your lowest priority. Sometimes that will mean coaching T-ball from 4 to 5 p.m. and then you respond to emails after your kids go to sleep from 8 to 9. That shows your client that you are unavailable when they were trying to reach you, but that you're still committed to helping with their needs. Every sales professional is different and needs to balance in a way that works for them and their family and their priorities. I personally volunteered at my local zoo as a scuba diver. It was a super fun gig and one that honestly was a dream for me. I volunteered every single Thursday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and I got to scuba dive with harbor seals, hang out with my all-time favorite, the sea otters, the river otters, polar bears, and I even hand-fed 3 sturgeon while I was walking through the bald eagle exhibit. Cool, huh? Well, that's a priority for me. It is a very rare case where I won't prioritize that commitment to the animals over a client need. So my answer is that I usually work from 5:30 to 7 in the morning, and then when I'm back to my computer at about 10:15, I work through until 5, or later when the work is needed. It is a big commitment. Well, not as big as having kids, but it was hard for me to put that as something I was willing to do and take away from my work hours. But I did, and it hasn't hurt my sales. I just had to prioritize things on those days. As you can probably tell, I'm not saying that things outside of your sales role shouldn't be a priority, and I'm not saying your sales position shouldn't be your top priority. I'm saying find a balance while still working hard to succeed in both sales and your personal life. I also think that needs to be done all while setting expectation with your clients that you may not be available 24/7. This one was really hard for me to learn because I realized if I answer every email and phone call and text at 9 p.m., I set the expectation that I will always be available then. I will do just about anything for my customers, to be honest, but I also need time to not work in order to be my best self and best sales professional for them and my team. So if it isn't urgent, I try really hard not to work during hours I have set aside for my time away from my email. The last thing I want is for me to actually have a negative feeling from a client because I've always responded at all hours, and then when I stop, I'm disappointing them. It is okay to have time for you. Just try not to make it so you are so rigid that you can't help clients in a time of need or panic. One time on a Saturday, I was running a 100-mile relay with 5 of my friends. I found out early Saturday morning that an overnight Saturday delivery package hadn't arrived for an event that the client had that day. My client was panicked. I mean, shoot, I was panicked. Now, this wasn't life or death. We weren't saving lives here, but it was an important pride event and parade, and they needed these items and they were counting on me. While I wasn't running, I was working with UPS to try and figure out where the package was, and I had notifications set up so that I would get a text the second it delivered, so I could let my client know and they could go get it. Of course, it was delivered while I was running. I checked my text, and because it was only hours before their event, I was letting them know while running my relay that it had been delivered. Okay, so it's not ideal by any means, but I can tell you that my customer knew that if they didn't get the package for their event, it certainly wasn't because I wasn't giving every ounce of effort. Thankfully, that doesn't happen very often. Well, me running a 100-mile relay or the Saturday UPS delivery mess up. But when it does, I know that it may take time outside of my norm, but I'm going to do what I can. I hope this podcast gave you a few things to think about as you're looking for balance in your life and work. We can't have it all, but I truly believe we can have the best of the things that matter if we make them a priority. I appreciate you joining me for the Sales Not Selling podcast today. I would really love to see this podcast get into more people's devices. Can you help me by sharing this with someone you know that's in sales or maybe a small business owner? I would sincerely appreciate it. If you think of a topic you'd like me to discuss or have any suggestions for me to make this podcast better, let me know by connecting at StacyGarrett29, that's StacyGarrett, lucky number 29, on LinkedIn, or you can find my podcast page on LinkedIn and Facebook by searching Sales, Not Selling. Have a wonderful day and keep on being the best you.